to dedicate the halacha segment of today's shir to talk about inyanei kashrus, some shilas that come up related to basar b'chalav involving some of the sugyas that we've discussed this past week. So first of all, Rabbi Shechter writes in the Nitnine Harav, he says that once Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was asked the following interesting shir. Is a person permitted to cook basar b'chalav for a scientific experiment? He has no intention to eat it, but for a scientific experiment in the lab, he's going to cook basar b'chalav. Is that permissible? So he wanted to suggest that it should be permissible based on the Rambam that we saw together. That the Rambam comments that the mocker for the issa bishul of basar b'chalav is lo sevash gadu achalevin lo. And the Gemara Daf Kuftes Vavam Days points out that the issa hanah and the issa bishul of basar b'chalav also are derived from the other two times that it says lo sevash gadu achalevin lo. This past week's parsha, right? It says lo sevash gadu achalevin lo three times in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Kisis, and in Parshas Re'ei. So we learn that there's an iser of bishul, iser achila, and iser hano. Comes the Rambam and says the Torah doesn't have to tell us that there's an iser achila. Rishosak milomar iser achila, because it tells me the iser bishul. Since even bishul is also, so achila is going to be aser as well. What does that mean? So we mentioned that the Kesef Mishnah Nachas Tumas Meis has two different interpretations. And according to the second pshat in the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is saying that bishul is a siyog l'achila. It's a siyog d'araisa otu achila. So if bishul is osa, then achila certainly is going to be osa. Achila is the ikara issa. The bishul is only there to prevent, to protect the achila. Zokter Moshe Soloveitchik, if that's pshat in the Rambam, so then a person should be allowed to cook basar b'chalav for a scientific experiment. Because if he doesn't have any kavana to eat, then there's no reason to ask the bishul. If bishul is only a siyog l'achila and he doesn't have das to eat, doesn't have a rotzon to eat the item, so then put two and two together, the bishul shouldn't be asa, because it's not going to lead to any achil. Ad kan dvar. So based on this logic, what really should emerge is not only should a person be allowed to cook basar b'chalav for a scientific experiment, but even if he's a student in a culinary school, and he's learning how to be a chef, he's not planning on cooking basar b'chalav in his career. And he's not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, because he'll be nene from that basar b'chalav. He's getting a paycheck for cooking basar b'chalav, but he just has to finish the coursework. Part of the coursework, they happen to be cooking basar b'chalav. He has to take an exam on the cooking of the basar b'chalav. That's not called being nene from the basar b'chalav. He just wants to finish the course. So it should be permissible for the person to cook the basar b'chalav because he has no intention to eat it. Someone else will eat it, or they'll throw it out. But it's roi l'achila. But so what? If any time a person cooks basar b'chalav without the intention to eat it, then he doesn't violate the issa bishul, because we assume that the bishul is only a siyog l'achila. So what should emerge is not only a person cooking basar b'chalav for a scientific experiment, where maybe it's not roi l'achila as a result of that experiment, he's going to introduce other chemicals or something there, but even if he cooks the basar b'chalav, it's perfectly edible, it's a gourmet dish of basar b'chalav that maybe someone else might eat, that should be permissible as well, according to this logic, because once he doesn't have das l'achol, even though it's a roi l'achila, if he doesn't have das to eat it, then maybe there's no way to bishul, because bishul is only also as a siyad l'achila. Yaakov? I think it's indirect. You're not getting hanoah from the basar b'chalav. You're getting hanoah from getting a grade on the test, but I don't know if we would call that hanoah. To be paid for cooking basar b'chalav, that's hanoah. This is too indirect to be considered hanoah from basar b'chalav itself. So the truth is, you can argue against Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's psak for one of two reasons. You can argue in one of two ways. Either you can argue fundamentally and say maybe bishul is not a siyog l'achila, maybe it's an independent issa. He pointed out even within the Rambam that might be true, right? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs counts the issa bishul and the issa achila in two different mitzvahs. So he said maybe that shows that bishul is really an independent issa. It's not a siyog l'achila. What's more, the Rambam also paskins that mevashel chelev b'cholav, mevashel nevela b'cholav, right? If you're mevashel basar b'cholav, where the basar is osur b'achila from before, and enes achala lisa tells me that the isur achila is not going to be chal on this basar. The isur achila basar b'cholav is not going to be chal. It's osur b'achila anyway. But the isur achila basar b'cholav is not going to be chal on this item, but it's still osur b'bishul. There was no issa bishul before. There's no issa chal issa by bishul. So it's also levashel nevela b'chalav, non kosher meat with milk. It's also levashel, but it's not also. You're not going to be loka on the achila basa v'chalav if you cook the nevela with the milk, because einus achala is. It tells me that the isra achila basa v'chalav is not going to be chal on the isra achila of nevela or the isra achila of chalav. So we pointed out from that Rambam, it seems like the Rambam holds that the isra bishul and isra achila are really two independent isra, and that's in fact what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in a tshuva in the Har Tzvi in Siman Ayin Tesp suggests. He says from that Rambam of Mavashel Nevela B'cholav, you see the Rambam holds that Bishol Basa B'cholav and Achilas Basa B'cholav are two independent Yisurim. And he wants to say that as a result it should be Osir to cook Basa B'cholav even if it's not Roy L'Achila. Even if you're not going to make a Cheftza Basa B'cholav that's actually Roy L'Achila. It shouldn't matter, because the Issur Bishol is independent of the Issur Achila. Even if Bishol won't lead to Achila, it's still prohibited. He brings other rayas, a whole litany of different rayas. One of the rayas he brings from the Achronim talk about whether you're allowed to light Neiris Chanukah from butter that has a bli of basar in it. Because with butter, with a bli of basar, if you're going to light the Neiris Chanukah, you'll violate Bishul Basar B'chalf. So he says, no, there's no chashash that you're going to eat and you're going to use the chema, you're going to use the butter in the Neir to eat. It's huktzel mitzvasa. Once you're maktzel mitzvasa, then there's no chashash that you're going to eat it. It's usa to you. You can only use it for its mitzvah. So there's no potential to use this chema in some kind of a milchik dish on Chanukah, right? To make your latkes. You're not going to use the chema to make the latkes, right? Nevertheless, there's a discussion in the Achronim whether you can light the Neiris Chanukah from this butter that has a bli of basar in it, because it might be an isra of bishul basar b'chal. So you see that even if the bishul will never lead to achila, the bishul is still asr. So up to a Tzipa Zafrank, he thinks that bishul is an independent isra in basar b'chal. It's not related to, it's somewhat related, but it's not a siyog la'achila, right? Bishul basar b'chal is an isra to create the cheftz of basar b'chal, and that, or to cook the basar and the chalav together, and that isra applies even if it's not going to lead to any achil. So that's one way that you can argue with Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's psak. You can say that maybe bishul and achil are totally independent of isurim, and then of course, even if a person doesn't have kavana lechol, there still would be an isra bishul. But the other way to argue with his psak is to say that even if we assume that the Kesef Mishnah's second pshat in the Rambam is correct, that bishul is really a siyag la'achil. But maybe the only time that the Issa Bishul does not apply, that's only where it can't lead to any achila. Right? If the Cheftz of Basar B'chalav that you created is Nifsal Me'achilas Adam, it's not Royal Achilas Adam, so then the Bishul can't lead to any achila, you can't violate an Issa Bishul Basar B'chalav. But if it can lead to an achila, it's just you don't want to eat it, so maybe that's not enough, it's not enough to say that the Issa Bishul is not going to be violated. Since the bishul could lead to an achila, it's just you don't have a kavana lecho, that's not a reason to say that you won't violate the issa bishul. Meaning, maybe we should distinguish between cooking basar b'chalav for the scientific experiment or cooking basar b'chalav as part of a culinary school. In the culinary school, I think it's royal achila, right? They're trying to make basar b'chalav that you can't eat. That's the whole point of the exercise, right? So to attend the culinary school and to cook basar b'chalav, that taka might be a shayla. Because even if you don't have kavana lechol, but you are cooking basar b'chalav, that's roi l'achila. So once it's roi l'achila, then perhaps it should be prohibited. But cooking the basar b'chalav is part of the scientific experiment. I mean, what are you doing in a scientific experiment? It's telling me you're introducing some kind of chemicals or something, making a reaction. I mean, you have to be doing something. You're not just cooking the basar b'chalav. That's not a scientific experiment. So if you're doing the scientific experiment stuff, it's not roi l'achila. So it's not roi l'achila, so maybe that taka should be permissible. If you assume that bishul basar b'chalav is a siyag l'achila, if you take Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's approach, then there's nothing to talk about. If the bishul is independent, it's going to be usher anyway. But even if you say that bishul is a siyag l'achila, maybe I'm not concerned about the bishul if it can't lead to an achila. So if you make a cheftza that's not roi l'achila, then you won't violate the issur bishul basar b'chalav. If you make a cheftza that's roi l'achila, it's just you don't want to eat it, so then maybe the issur bishul is violated because it can lead to an achila. Some point out that the Chabina Rav, Rav Dov Ber Weinfeld, wrote this Chuvas Dovev Mesharim, so he was asked a similar shayla, that there was a certain chocolate that they weren't sure if it had a bli of basar in it. that you know is the chocolate basa b'chalav. Can you eat this chocolate? So they brought the shayla to the Chabina Rav. What do we do? Can you eat the chocolate? Can you not eat the chocolate? We have a way of finding out if there's basar in it. The way to find out is to do an experiment. Right? To do a scientific experiment. Not that, you know, it's not that you're taking a biology course, and part of the course you take a lab and somehow you're going to be cooking basar b'chalav together for some reason. Now here you're doing an experiment to find out information about something. Right, there's chocolate. You want to know if there's a blea of basa. So some chemist told the Chabina that we can introduce some kind of chemical and somehow it'll separate, it'll react a certain way with meat, so we'll be able to figure out if there's a blea of basa in it or not. So the Chabina said he thinks it's permissible based on the Kesef Mishnah. So you see, he did paskin like the Kesef Mishnah, not like Ritzi Pesachar. He was willing to concede that maybe the Yisabishal basa b'chalav is a siyag l'achila, but he said the reason why it should be permissible is since you're introducing a chemical in order to determine whether there's a blea of basar in this chocolate, it's not roi l'achila anyway. Right? This chocolate is not going to be edible after you do the experiment on it. So then if you assume that bishul is only a siyag l'achila, then there's no sebishul over here. Notice, he didn't say that you don't have kavana to eat this chocolate afterwards. He said it's not roi l'achila, it's nifsal. So if it's nifsal, then we understand that as long as you assume that the Kesef Mishnah's Tratan Rambam is correct, so then Bishul is a Shag L'Achila. So if it's not Rai L'Achila, then it's not going to lead to any Achila, and then the Bishul should be permissible as well. L'chara, the Chabina would say that cooking Basar B'chalav is part of a culinary school. If it's Rai L'Achila, it's just you don't have Kavana L'Echal, Vush state that should be permissible. There's no reason to say that should be permissible, even if you go like the Kesef Mishnah. Even if you say Bishul is a Shag L'Achila. There's no reason to say the Bishul is permissible unless it can't lead to Achila. But if it can lead to achila, it's just that you don't have kavana lechol. According to the Chabina, the bishul should taka be forbidden. Okay, so these are the three different shitas. According to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that's the most extreme position. If you take the Kesef Mishnah seriously, that bishul is a siyag l'achila, then you can go even one step further and say if you don't have kavana lechol, that also tells you that the bishul should be permissible. But you can argue for one of two reasons. Either you can disagree with the whole Kesef Mishnah and say that Bishul really is an independent issue, and then it's going to be us no matter whether you have Kavan Lechol, whether it's Roy Lechol, it doesn't matter, the Bishul is always going to be us. But even if you agree with the Kesef Mishnah, there is room to distinguish between different cases. That if you can't eat it, if it's not Roy Lachila, then if you go like the Kesef Mishnah, then perhaps the Bishul should be permissible. But if it's Roy Lachila, it's just you don't have Kavan Lechol, maybe the Bishul should taka be Osir, because it's Roy Lachila. It's Roy Lachila, maybe there is room for the Siyag Daraisa to be concerned that it might lead to an Achilas Basa B'chalav.